Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Bridgeport Indians athletics. Now, here's the host of Tribe Talk, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 45 of Tribe Talk, the podcast. It's our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics. As we hit the end of August, everything is starting to heat up now. Most teams will be in action and kick off the season by this coming weekend. And on episode 45, last week we checked in with the Bridgeport boys soccer team, which is already one game into their season. Got game number two coming up tonight. The girls are ready to start their season, and they'll do so with a road swing coming up this weekend over to the Eastern Panhandle. And their second-year head coach is Olivia Smith, and she'll join us on this episode of Tribe Talk. Coming up, final segment, Whip Around. We'll get you updated on everything that's been happening around Bridgeport High School athletics here in week number two of the school year. But first, Olivia Smith joins us now to talk some girls soccer. And Olivia, as I mentioned, finally got a full off-year cycle in year number two after you got the job a little late into the cycle in your first year. So tell me how, you know, preparation for this year has been easier or different.
Getting to actually like go through all the, you know, off-season stuff with them and then coming into our flex days this summer, everything kind of just transferred over very smoothly. They were very familiar with the drills that I run and things like that. So it was easy for us to start getting into shape and start getting more footwork on everything. So that was definitely a lot smoother for me and for the girls, I feel.
Do you, because of that, do you feel like maybe you're further ahead in the process as you start the season than you were last year? Are you sleeping better at night?
Yeah, like I feel a lot better about it. You know, we have a good system and everything's running really smooth, but we did get 14 new girls on the team. So I feel like we're kind of in the same area just because, you know, half our team is completely new. We lost 11 and gained 14. So it was nice that everything kind of settled down for the rest of the team that's like already back with me and used to everything, because then I think it was easier for them to help the newer girls coming in and learn everything and teach them everything. And so it helped with that. So I think that like the younger ones transitioned better than it usually goes. But I feel like we're kind of in the same place just because there's so many new ones this year.
So talk about the makeup of the team. I know you're very heavy, as you mentioned, with first year players or new players in the program, but still have some veterans you're going to lean on.
Oh yes. Yes. We definitely have, you know, we lost 9 of our starters last year, but we had a lot of depth on our bench last year. So I'm really excited that like that's not going to change too much. That yes, like our starting positions changed, but it's people who have been on the field together, who have played with us all last season, are still going to be just stepping up to that starting position and taking over. So luckily that's not going to be too much of a transition. It's people who have seen the field a good amount of time and are really excited to get out there again and get a little bit more time on there.
So what do you think the strengths will be of this team, and what are some of the things you need to work on early?
We have a lot of defenders, so I'm really hoping that one of our strengths is going to be defense, because they, you know, we over half our team wants to play defense or like defensive mids. So they're really passionate about it, really solid about it. They pick up pretty quickly when we're giving them new drills and new strategies to use on defense. So I think our defense is going to be pretty strong. Our offense, it's strong, but we've got to work on finishing. Like we do really, really well in the final third until it comes down to that last shot. And so that's something that we've been really working hard on this offseason to try and get us when we start playing games and stuff to be able to get that ball in the back of the net.
This coming weekend, you open up in the Panhandle, go on Friday night to Hedgesville, and then Saturday morning at Jefferson. What are you expecting there? What do you know about the Eagles and the Cougars?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Hedgesville is supposed to be pretty solid this year. They're supposed to be one of the best in the state this year, so I'm excited that that's something that we're opening with. Because it'll challenge us and it'll push us, but it'll also show us what we need to work on for the rest of the season. And I'm really excited to go over there and do that because they're playing JV and varsity. So the whole team gets to go, everybody that's involved, and all kind of work together and get to know how to work together and kind of team bond. You know, we're over there for the whole weekend and we're spending the night at a hotel and stuff. So they get to kind of get to know each other a little bit better while playing soccer. So I'm really excited for that to be the kickoff to our season. But Hedgesville and Jefferson are going to be solid teams. They're going to be tough to beat. So I'm excited for us to, you know, have that challenge and try and work through it.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that's kind of a unique opportunity. Not often do you get an overnight road swing on your first, or at least early in the season, certainly not the first two matches of the year. So I'm sure that's going to be a fun experience for the young ladies, as you mentioned, to bond early.
Yes, we are really excited about it, and especially getting to bring everyone kind of helps us in this early stages trying to figure out who's going to go where and, you know, who. Like sometimes we have players that swing back and forth with JV and varsity. So that kind of helps out that we're all going. But it's a really great experience. It's going to be like a little tournament. There's four games in 2 days. So I'm really excited for it. And I think the girls are really excited for it too.
You know, finally too, it's been quite the off season for yourself. Also personally, I know last year on Tribe Talk, we talked with Olivia Arbogast. This year we're talking with Olivia Smith. So I'm assuming, I'm not assuming. I know you got married in the off season, and/or got adopted, but I'm assuming you got married. And curious,
I got married.
Yeah, curious how that went for you.
It was good. The girls were excited as soon as we came back. You know, coaching high school girls, like, oh my gosh, tell us about it. You know, show us pictures. Tell us how it went. Tell us everything. So they were really excited about it. And they've gotten to know Ty over the years because he comes to games and stuff like that. So they were really excited for us and cheering us on the whole way.
Yeah. Congratulations. And finally, tell me about your new assistant.
Our new assistant is Rachel Bryant. And I'm really excited. She was our volunteer coach last year. So the girls know her really well and have, you know, work really well with her. So, you know, we were sad that Kirsten George couldn't be a part of our team anymore, but happy that Rachel could move up in that position and we didn't have to completely change over the coaching staff. Yeah. But we're pumped to have her. I mean, she is beyond, I mean, I don't even have words for everything she does for us. She helps organize everything. She's great with coming up with drills. She's a chiropractor and has a PT license. So she's great with making sure that we're keeping our bodies healthy and doing everything right for them. So she's a huge part of our team this year.
Terrific. All right. Well, congratulations on the marriage. Best of luck. It's hard to believe it's here, but, best of luck this weekend in the Eastern Panhandle, and we'll check in with you midseason. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivia. We'll do the whip around coming up next.
It might be goodbye summer, but it's hello deals here at Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And this bow tie don't lie. New Ram 1500 Big Horns up to 13 grand off MSRP or 1.9% financing for 72 months. New Jeep Wranglers also 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus up to 125% of KBB for your trade. New ownership, improved process, better deals. Last chance to make this the summer event. Visit us on Route 19 in Clarksburg or at blackbearjeep.com. See deal for complete details.
All right, golf team continued their hot streak to start the season as they shot a 165 back on Monday to defeat Big Ten foes North Marion, Robert C. Byrd, and Lincoln, along with Notre Dame. Audrey Kerr shot the low round 36. Alex Randolph shot a 43, and Guy Avolio with a 44 to lead the Indians on the links back on Monday. Volleyball team kicked off their defense of the state championship this past weekend, and admittedly had some mixed results in their first venture on the court, although the season is young. Volleyball picked up a two-set win over Weirt Madonna, also a two-set win over East Fairmont, but fell to Herbert Hoover and Spring Mills 2-0 and tied Weir 1-1. Coming up this week, we have got volleyball back in action on Thursday at Parkersburg. I mentioned the boys' soccer team is back in action Tuesday night at Morgantown. Volleyball, as I mentioned, at Parkersburg and Huntington will also be at the Fieldhouse on Thursday night for that tri-meet. Friday night, boys' soccer team will visit Oak Hill. Girls' teams at Hedgesville. Bridgeport football kicks off their defense of the Class AAA state title with a matchup at Buckhannon and Upshur coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock. Girls soccer plays at Jefferson at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. Boys soccer is at Greenbrier East at 2 p.m. on Saturday. And the cross-country team will run under the lights at Cabell Midland to kick off their campaign on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And we'll check in with the cross-country team coming up next week on Tribe Talk, the podcast. That's going to do it for episode 45. A reminder to join myself, along with Chris George and Brent Kimball in the Indians Radio Network, for coverage of Bridgeport Indians football on Friday night at Buckhannon Upshur. Coverage starts at 6:06 with the Indians Tonight pregame show on 103.3 WKMZ, or you can listen on the Bridgeport Sports Radio app. We'll talk to you next week on Tribe Talk.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, powered by Black Bear Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located at 1251 Good Hope Pike in Clarksburg, Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School in cooperation with WVRC Media. We're proud to live here, too.